Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by Niagara Lawn and Garden. Saunders Settlement at Military Road in the town of Niagara, with the closeout Cub Cadet lawnmowers now on sale, and this season's new snowblowers are on sale. They bought them at special truckload prices, and they're passing those savings on to you. And you know what else they pass on to you? Their service. If you ever have a problem, they'll take care of it. You try to get that from a big box store. Stop out and see Mike and the gang at Niagara Lawn and Garden, Saunders Settlement at Military Road. And the news brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. Need an appliance repair, man? Then you need Chris Moore. A $35 service call plus parts and labor, and he takes care of your problem. Chris Moore, put his number on your cell phone, because that's where your important numbers go, and you'll always have it when you need it. It's 523-5911. Don't forget, we update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. But you can hear it anytime you want just by clicking our local news tab. This is rapidly catching on. We have hundreds of people every week clicking in to hear the latest news when they want to hear it. Topping Friday's comprehensive news, early voting in Niagara County begins on Saturday, October 26th. Mark your calendars. The voting on Saturday will be from 9 to 5. On Sunday, the 27th, from 9 to 5. And there's voting every day in the week, right up until election. For further information and times, check out the Niagara County Board of Election online. And for the early voting polling places, they include the Niagara Falls train station on Depot Avenue, the Cornell Cooperative Extension on the fairgrounds in Lockport, Wheatfield Community Center at 2790 Church Road in North Tonawanda, the Newfane Community Center at 2737 Main Street in Newfane, and the Wendelville Fire Company at 7340 Campbell Boulevard. A reminder, all sites are accessible to handicapped voters. In other news, a passing motorist reported seeing flames coming from the porch at 37th and McCoon last night. That person quickly notified the resident inside and called 911. When police arrived on the scene, the resident was outside with a garden hose attempting to put out the fire. The fire department then responded and finished the job. No injuries reported, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. In the apartment building at 4600 High Park Boulevard, police were called to investigate an argument that occurred while two people came over to help a female move some items around. During the incident at around 3 a.m., one of the helpers got into a verbal argument with her, and that turned into a shoving and pushing match. Then the helper was asked to leave, and he responded by punching the woman in the face, and then reportedly threw a cup of urine on her. The victim refused any medical treatment and was advised on how to obtain a warrant for her friend if she wanted to pursue any charges. 30 said the complete story of the incident changed a few times, with the victim appearing to be intoxicated. In the 400 block of 26th Street, a resident moving to another location reported that their rear glass door on the house was broken, allowing someone to get in. Taken from the home was two PlayStation controllers worth $500 and two Wi-Fi cameras worth another $500. The victim said he checked the video at the home and did see a suspect inside. Police are checking that video to see if that suspect can be identified. Total loss in the case, over $1,000, including $500 damage done to the rear door. City detectives are investigating. At 24th and Pierce Avenue, police observed a blue caravan go through a stop sign and nearly hitting another vehicle on the intersection. The other car had to swerve to get out of its way. Police activated their light and siren and attempted to stop the caravan, but it refused to pull over. Then, a few blocks later, the driver abruptly slammed down his brakes at Pearson High Park, and the driver got out, running down the street. Police commanded him to stop. He finally did and was identified as 28-year-old Tyler Swan of Rochester. But when he stopped running, he held up a bag, pulled out a piece of pizza from it, began eating it as if nothing happened. When he was told to put his hands behind his back, he notified the officers that he was an agent of God and refused to take part in any sobriety tests, including the breathalyzer. Swan was charged with DWI, reckless driving, speeding, and with passing a stop sign. He was held in the city jail pending his arraignment. And police arrested an area man who was said to be driving a dump truck that had switched plates, was not registered, had no insurance, and the driver reportedly had no valid license. 51-year-old Daniel Dwarczyk of Pierce Avenue allegedly told officers he had just bought the truck and was just trying to get it home. Police say when the driver saw the police car, he turned onto Ramage Drive and went into Hyde Park. He told police he was just trying to get home without getting caught. Dwarczyk was charged with a number of traffic violations, and his truck was towed. A passenger in that vehicle was also arrested after a police check showed he had 3 outstanding warrants for him. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. Wellness Park at 87th and Buffalo Avenue and Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main Street in the Falls is where they don't want you to feel like a number in a corporate pharmacy. And so they provide you with the personal touch, taking care of all your needs and concerns. Want to see what it's like to receive that special treatment? Stop in and see them at Wellness Park or the Community Medical Pharmacy in the Falls. And if you want to switch your prescriptions over to them, one call and they'll do all the work. 260-1918. Wellness Park, a Community Medical Pharmacy of Niagara Falls, locally owned and operated. And it shows it. Local news 24 hours here on Niagara Radio just by clicking that local news tab. And remember, on the weekend, when news breaks out, we'll break in. And when you want to review the news for the week, just click that news tab and our stories will be available. I'm Sal Panessa.